Logansport's a city known for its early 1900s Denzel Carousel, one of three in the country designated National Historic Landmarks.
The Cass County Denzel Carousel is having a Carousel Fun Day Saturday, August 26th at Riverside Park in Logansport, Indiana. This unique event with free admission will start at 8 a.m. with a 5K run. Performers.
Now, with the coronavirus pandemic in full effect, Riverside Park is quiet and the carousel's off limits, and Logansport is in the national news, but not because of the vintage carousel. On Monday, Cass County officials announced an order tightening distancing regulations on businesses after the county reported more than 700 new cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. That gives the largely rural county the third highest number of cases in the state. Logansport Mayor Chris Martin took action.
The magnitude of our current situation is extremely serious at this point, and we as a community must take action. This is not a time to place blame or point fingers. We need to come together as a community and do everything we can to slow the spread of this virus.
Last week, Tyson Foods temporarily shut down its Logansport meatpacking plant after more than 140 employees there tested positive for COVID-19. Logansport Memorial Hospital press person Carmen Jones says of the county's 1,214 confirmed cases, over 1,000 can be tied to the local Tyson plant. Hospital CEO Perry Gay says hospital staff and administrators have been preparing for weeks, but with more than 1,000 cases diagnosed in Cass County and more to come, all they can do at the county's only hospital is wait.
With this surge in positive cases and the numbers that we are seeing, if we just saw 5 to 10% of those positive cases needing critical care, we would be overwhelmed. Our hospital is not equipped with enough staff or resources to care for numbers like this.
Gay says Logansport Memorial participated in a study last month that estimated when different counties might hit their coronavirus peaks.
Our peak at that point was looking about May 3rd. So at that point, we were thinking, well, we're doing pretty good because I don't think we're ever going to reach our peak. Now it seems like we're actually going to pretty much hit that number. If I had to guess, I would say that the beginning of next week is when we would hit our peak.
Logansport Memorial Hospital has 83 total beds. The coronavirus unit has 9 rooms, all of which are currently in use, with a capacity of 13 beds. It also has another intensive care unit with 6 beds that can be used for COVID patients, bringing the total available beds to 19. Gay says other floors can be turned into coronavirus units as a last resort, and the hospital has around a dozen ventilators.
Now, when I say around, you would think that we would have a definitive number, but there are some other ways that we can utilize maybe anesthesia machines to serve as vents should we get into a critical point. But we have right now standard ventilators, 8, and then we can go up to 12 with the repurposing of anesthesia machines.
If the caseload becomes too much, patients could end up getting sent to hospitals in surrounding counties, including ones in Lafayette, Kokomo, and Indianapolis.
Looking at, would you be able to accept our patients should we get overrun with the very critically ill? That way we can kind of keep the mid-level coronavirus, people who do need hospitalization, but the ones who really need more critical care, start transferring those people.
Gay's been in touch with state officials, including Health Commissioner Dr. Chris Box. He says the state has been helpful, sending personal protective equipment like N95 masks and hospital gowns, but staffing could still be an issue.
Right now, we're at a deeper place in this crisis than we ever thought we would be. Now it's looking like we could even get into a deeper hole. So we want to make sure that we are prepared for the influx of patients that hopefully won't come, but we are doing the math.
Logansport Memorial Hospital remains open for non-COVID-19 cases. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mitch Legan.